We're holding in the middle of Ashrei. Should be a zchus for Reb Nachum ben Ito. Reb Nachum Silman is having surgery, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow. It should go well. Hope to speak out something that I heard from him today. I heard from him in the past also about Ashrei. I'll start with it. Should be a zchus for him. Many Mepharshim ask, what does it mean? We're not going to get up to it today, so I'll start with it. Just as a zchus. What does the Pashit Taich in the Pasuk of Poiseach, which is the Iker of all Pesukim Zimra? The Pashtus is, the whole Pesukim Zimra is only for this one Pasuk. What does it, and if you're not Mechavar in the Pasuk, you're not Yitzhak. What's a Pashit Taich? Poiseach is Yodecho, Umazbiya Lechol Chai Ratzin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mazbiya, every person satisfies their Ratzin, their desire. Is that true? Every person's desire is satisfied with, by the Rebbeinu Shlom. I shouldn't have any problems paying my bills. I have problems paying my bills. This person wants to have a steak. He does not have all his desires are satisfied. What does it mean? It's Bila Chol Chai Ratzon. So, Reb Nachum Tainer, it's Pasha Pshat. It's Zichur Kor of Luke Pshat. Enei Chol Elecha Yisabir. What does it mean? Enei Chol Elecha Yisabir. Everybody turns their eyes to the Rebbeinu Shlom. No, it doesn't. When it says chol, lav dafka doesn't mean every person. It means that's the general populace. Most people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives their ratzon. But he has the yecholis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, poiseches yodecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the yecholis to give every single solitary person every single desire that he has. Poiseches yodecha, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens his hand and he has that ability. Sometimes he doesn't because it's better for the person not to, but he gives 7 billion people to eat on a daily basis, right? The 3 people that die because of malnutrition in Zimbabwe, it's not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have, he only had food for 7 billion, he didn't have for 7 billion to 3 people. It's because for whatever reason, those 3 people weren't supposed to get the food. But Zichur, Mazbi'a Lechol Chai Ratzon, means that every person HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the Yecholis, and he does give Roiv of what a person wants. But he has the Yecholis to give every person Kefi their Ratzon. We're holding, a little bit before that, Chanun V'Rachum Hashem. Chanun V'Rachum Hashem. Erech Abayim with the Chosed. Chanun is a matnas chino. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a person, even though they don't deserve it. Rachum is, he has rachmanas on a person to save them from tzaris, to save them from, more specifically, even when they did averes, Rachman al-Etzlan, Kadosh Baruch Hu was a rachman, he doesn't punish a person, and Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei, is a midas rachamim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't punish a person. Not only does he give tevis that we don't deserve it, when it comes to punishment and we maybe do deserve it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still doesn't punish us the way that we maybe deserve to be punished. Erech HaPayim, even when he punishes, he waits. He doesn't punish right away. Like Yisrael Sharm says, he says that that's what a person does. Any time that a person did the smallest thing wrong to Rebbeinu Shlom, he should be killed on the spot. That's what Yisrael Sharm says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanis in 2 things. First of all, he gives us time to do tshuva. Second of all, even if he does punish, he doesn't punish with all the severity that maybe he should punish with, and he gives us a little bit of a lot of a hanacha. Erech HaPayim Ugdol Chosed. What does it mean Ugdol Chosed? Gdol, it's great, it's big. To say Rav Chosed, it does. The Pasha Pshat is like the Targum says, Mazgi Lemeva Tavim, which we say in Mazgi Lemeva Tavan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a lot of tevis. So it should be Barav Chesed. What's Gudol Chesed? So what's the difference between Gudol and Rav? Rav is much in Kamas and Gudol is much in Echus. Very many times, the Volpe points out in Shir HaChumash, very many times when it says in the Torah, he says that, I think he says that every time, when it says Gudol in the Torah, it's not referring to Kamas, it's referring to Echus. Right, Isha Gedoyla, it says Isha Shinamis. Shom Isha Gedoyla. Wasn't she a big woman? She was a chashva woman. And it says that Mishteh Gadol B'yom Yigamel Sitzchak. What does it mean Mishteh Gadol? Made a big party? Rashi says no. What does Mishteh Gadol mean? Shehoyu Shom Gedoyla Yador. It means Gadol in Echus, not in Gadol in Kamas. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu does a teva for a person, Gadol Chosed, it's not just in Kamas. It's also in Echus. The Echus of the teva that Kadosh Baruch Hu does, through and through, it's a complete teva. Some people, on the surface, it's a teva when they do it. But underneath it, it's really not a teva. Because it's Baruch Hu, through and through, it's a teva. Teva Hashem Lakol. The Iyun Yosef says, just to quote what he says, HaPasak hazehu ikir gadol v'hanhogas Hashem Yisbarach es olamai v'alavai sheisnagu alpiv kol bayi olam. Alavai that everybody in the world would be holich be'ikvoisa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu afato, to follow the dictates of this pasuk. And that Tov Hashem Lakol. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Tov for everybody, not just like a regular Melech Pasuk Adam or any one of us who's Tov for to all the people that they know, that they're friendly with, that they have to do with, Ukidim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Tov Lakol to every single person in the world, even Rishayim. Like the Talmud Dvar says that there's no person that ever did Avera that the exact time that he was doing Avera, Kadosh Baruch Hu was giving him the Yichurus to do Avera Kineginim, which is Pilei Plaim. He's giving a person the ability to rebel against him, which is not to be believed. But that's the so certainly somebody does something wrong to you to be heilich b'kvoyis of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, is that it's not just that oh he did something wrong to me, that's it, I never speak to that guy again. Kadosh Baruch Hu was giving the person the koyach to do the nevertheless Tov Hashem Lakol, even for Rishonim, even for people that are doing averus, nevertheless a Kadosh Baruch Hu does. Rachma v'kol ma'asav, Kadosh Baruch Hu is rachma v'kol ma'asav. Kol ma'asav means not just yidden, it also means goyin, and also means animals, and also means ants and cockroaches, and also means trees. It means everything. I'll call myself. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Racham of Hakol Ma'asav. That's the. It says about Rebbeinu Hakadosh, right? They wanted to sweep out the animals that were there, and he says no, Racham of Hakol Ma'asav. Because one time he wasn't Racham on the cow, and he had Yisurim from it, and they wanted to get rid of the animals. He said no, Racham of Hakol Ma'asav. So before you kill the ants, it could be that they have a din of raiders. So once they have a din of raiders, they're not chanami. The Mepharshim say, you're going to be merachem also in Hitler, for sure not. He has a din of raiders, then you have to get rid of him. But stam something which is not, there's an Indian of rachem of Kol Ma'asav. Even by Rishayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, even for the Rishayim, is for their teva. Elul, there's no better teva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can have then Elul, like the Shari Tshuva starts off, and Atayva Zagadayla, this shit. One of the biggest terrors that Kadosh Baruch Hu did is that he gave us the ability to do Tshuvos. And all the things that happened is just Kadosh Baruch Hu's way of telling us, oh, by the way, what you're doing here is maybe not, you should work on this, this is what you're doing, this is what you. I've been asked more than one time, how come we don't have a scoreboard? How come we don't have a scoreboard? You have a scoreboard, you're playing Havdol, you're playing baseball. You look up, you see it's the bottom of the ninth, and you're 2 runs down. You know you better, you're in bad shape. There's 13 minutes left at the clock in the basketball game. You know where this is what it's, you should have a scoreboard. Listen here. You have 56 years left. You haven't been working on chesed as much as you're pretty good in tefillah. Davening in coming to davening though, you're a little bit late. You should have a scoreboard telling you where you're holding your life. So there's many answers to this question, but I think a very simple answer is that we do have a scoreboard. You just have to look. Kadosh Baruch Hu is constantly talking to a person. You stubbed your toe, Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking to you. The Gemara says, Lehedia. Ain't other Nikivets buying Lamata, El Machriz Lam Elamala. What does it mean, Machriz Lam Elamala? That there's a reason why you stubbed your toe. Right? You have ants in your house. It's not stubbed that you have ants in your house because either you're lazy, because Lecha Mel Otsam, or you haven't been speaking to your aunt as much as you should be, and or because whatever it is, because Rosh is English also. I know it's not spelled the same way. It's all the remez, Kadosh Baruch Hu, whoever it is there, Kadosh Baruch Hu does speak to a person. All these things are Kadosh Baruch Hu's teivos to each individual person. And with this, the last pasuk we'll end with, because I heard a vart today from Nachum Stillerman, Shmiyus Chus. Yiduch Hashem kol ma'asecho, v'chatzidecha yivarechucho. Yiduch Hashem kol ma'asecho, even all your ma'asim of Kadosh Baruch Hu, even not the chasidim, all the ma'asim give some oidot to Hashem. Thank you, God. Right? What someone will say. Right? Thank you for most people. At some point, they thank the Rebbeinu Shem. This is v'chasidecha yivarechucho. The Intvil says it's Yosef says it. Says that chasidecha yivarechucho. Your chasidim are mevarech you for each individual thing. That it's not me'ein the toiva. Kol yoyin b'yoyin me'ein b'rchoisav. You're supposed to be mevarech, not just a klolius. Each individual thing. Your mevarech Hashem. I would be ma'asif that it's not just afterwards your moedet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Indian of bracha is asla adam lehenes melem zeb lebracha is even beforehand. The chasidach yivarechucha is even beforehand your mevarech to Rebbeinu Shelem. Maybe you could say also a pshat of yiduch Hashem kol ma'asecho. The whole Indian, the Ramban at the end of the Bayi says that we don't know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The only reason that we could think of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world is that people should go to the Beit Knesset, about the midrashas together, and scream out and say Briyo Yisecha Anachim. They should be moide that Briyo Yisecha Anachim. Be moide, admit, not so much a lashon of hoido. Admit that you, Ribbono Shel Olam, created me. A person has a very big difficulty saying that he was created by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Admit, be makir that Kadosh Baruch created you. So, Yoiduch Hashem Kol Ma'asecho, is to admit that you are Ma'asechel. Admit that you are the Ma'asechel of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But the truth is that Hoida and Moide are very totally Zebazer. Rav Hutner said this, and this is what Rav Stillman said today, that the Indian of Vidui, which is also Indian of being Moide admitting, Vidui is confessing. You're admitting your transgressions. You're confessing and saying, I did this wrong. The more that you confess, the more you're going to come to Hoida. Because if you're makir, the more you're makir that you're lacking, the more you have to thank the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for not punishing you. The more you have to thank the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for giving you all the chasam that he gives. The more you're lacking, you nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to me, so the more you're moideh, the more you have a vidoy, that's the more of hoidah you're going to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You do Hashem Kol Ma'asech, if you're makir, if you're ma'aseh from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you'll come to the emes of hoidah to thank Hashem properly, al kol neshima v'neshima, to halal kol.